Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to introduce myself and then I'll introduce my colleagues as they come to that part of it. We're going to do some team tagging here. We have nothing to disclose. So I'm Jen Brown and I'm director for the Alliance for Research in Chicagoland Communities, which is one of the programs that's a part of the Center for Community Health. We're a collaborative based at Northwestern University and we serve two institutes at the university. And we promote and support community-engaged research. So we just wanted to let you know the perspective that we're coming from. So we've been, over the years, we've worked with many different community-engaged research partnerships. We started in 2008, and we've had a C grant program. We've given out over 7 rounds of C grants, so we were very interested in the partnerships that we've supported directly and otherwise moving forward. And they were really telling us that they needed more support for writing journal articles and doing it in a collaborative way that really included partners, especially as they wanted to take their C grant work and move towards extramural funded, you know, federally funded research. You know, writing and having journal articles was a very necessary step in doing that. So that's how this came about. And so we as a center started looking at, you know, kind of using an approach that used multiple strategies to address this. So starting in the orange box, we began with some lectures and some interactive workshops that were led by successful collaborative partnership publishing teams that took people through the process, kind of just really basics, especially for community partners, kind of understanding what this whole peer-reviewed journal article process was about. And then in the interactive workshops, they would go through kind of like what the team did before, each section of a paper, kind of talk about just what that would look like generally, but then focus specifically on when you're describing a community-engaged research project, what things you need to pay attention to, then allow people, okay, now draft your abstract, then we'll come back together and talk about it. Then we also gave out in the green box some small writing grants, and these were to partnerships or an investigator lead that really allowed some protective time for writing. So sometimes it covered people's time, but sometimes it just paid for, you know, food or something for teams to gather, recognizing it takes a lot of work. We also, in the purple box moving to the top, provided some kind of grants for consultation hours. So we had arrangements with established journal editors and reviewers, actually through the Progress for Community Health Partnerships journal, that that teams could use. So they were given grants of 5 to 10 hours, and basically they could use this for anything that they wanted to, helping kind of figure out what should our article, how could our project like chunk out into different articles, what journals should we look at, or even just sometimes editing. And then in the blue box, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, we started holding, I think we've held them for 3 years now, quarterly writing retreats. So these are full-day sessions that we hold on-site at the university, which is in a central spot for folks in Chicago, that are open to both community and academic partners, including those from other area universities. We've had people, academics from almost every university in town come. So we have them quarterly throughout the year. They're scheduled way in advance so that people can kind of think about, well, we could do this part of our research, you know, this part of our writing at the January retreat, and then we can come back and do editing and discussion at the March, you know, whatever the case might be. We usually have 2 to 3 rooms available, so one that's a talking room, so teams can be really working with each other or talking with somebody that other people that are there, getting feedback from center staff. But then we also have a quiet room for people that need that. We actually use one of our windowless rooms. We have a cell phone jail that people can put their stuff in. And then we have an experienced journal reviewer or journal editor that's available that typically does individual consultations with each team that's coming. So it's a nice space and structure for writing, and most importantly, food throughout the day, chocolate, whatever is necessary for people to be able to focus. So far, it's led to 12 publications. We have more in preparation and under review. And one thing that's really come out that I'll talk more about at the end is it's really had teams focusing not only on journal articles, even though that's what we started focusing on, but a wider range of engaged dissemination, because of course when the teams are there talking, you know, that comes up. It's not just focused, it's not just on that. And it's also generated follow-up projects. We've had folks focus, you know, writing proposals, grant proposals, not just articles, and we don't care what they write. As long as they're writing. So we think that what's worked well is just, again, providing this protected time, even for teams that come and maybe don't have their community partners there for the day, and they're just coming from the university, getting, like, away from the clinic or away from their teaching duties or other things into a space where other people are all working on the same thing has really added to that kind of increased accountability to each other. I think I mentioned the other things already. Also in terms of guidance, and this is both from center staff and the editors or reviewers that we have there, but also from the other teams. Like, we typically start with people sharing what they're going to be working on, writing it up on the board, what they plan to accomplish by the end of the day. And so teams will often talk with each other too. And these are, you know, some of the types of things that people have gotten guidance about through the retreats or the other pieces. I think I mentioned these, again, that support of colleagues, being around others, and then being able to get feedback throughout, and then knowing that they have an opportunity to come back. Challenges are, you know, as everyone knows, it's a long process, and that sometimes they might go through this collaborative process and still not be accepted, which can be, it can be hard to come back from that, or even to do revisions that are necessary. We obviously are very thankful to Progress and Community Health Partnerships. Darius Tandon actually moved to Northwestern, so we're lucky to have him here. He does a lot of consultation through these retreats. But there aren't a lot of journals that are using publishing guidelines that are as friendly to publishing this work. And then we've had some issues with journal requirements related to including some of our limited English-speaking or low-literacy partners as authors. As been talked about a lot, community partners don't have the same incentives to publish. So, you know, it doesn't mean the same thing to add it to their resume. So, kind of wanting to provide, you know, professional development in the space and making sure that the articles are also reflective of their input, but being responsive to the kinds of dissemination products that they're interested in too. And sometimes we have heard from teams that they'll get work done at the retreat, and then pretty much nothing happens till the next retreat happens. We've talked about maybe we should just open up a room, you know, and say once a month, we're not doing anything else, we're not even providing food, but you can come here if this is what you need. And then some turnover in some partner organizations has created issues as well. Okay, I would like to introduce Hamali Barucha from Metropolitan Asian Family Services and Swapna Dave from Northwestern, who is a team that has participated in the retreats and some of the other activities.
Thank you, Jen, and thank you, everybody, for coming here today. So I'm Swapna Dave. I'm the research project manager. I work with Northwestern University. And this is
Hamali Barucha from Metropolitan Asian Family Services, the community partner.
So we've been working together for close to 10 years now. Since 2006, first we started working together, where we, you know, just went to MAFS. I'm going to refer to Metropolitan Asian Family Services as MAFS and Northwestern as NU. And our partnership has progressed since then. We've had some successes with NIH funding, and I think it started from receiving the ARC seed grant from the Alliance for Research in Chicagoland Communities. So we've done multiple things to disseminate some of our study results because it's very important, as we all know. We'll talk more in detail about some of these approaches. We've co-authored manuscripts, two published, two in progress, co-presented at multiple conferences, including APHA, we are here today, and fun community events. So some of these are more intense, more expensive, and some low-key and, you know, less expensive ways to disseminate results. So I'll start first talking about the scientific manuscripts. So Jen Brown from ARC, we've been very fortunate to have these quarterly writing retreats. They've been very beneficial to us. Not only is it a dedicated space, I mean, they announce these dates well in advance. We participated in one in September, and we talked about a draft, and we already have plans to go over our final version in the one in December, in January. So, I mean, and you know, it's great to have the community partner there. I know it's a dedicated time. We plan our day from 9 to 5 well in advance. We get expert consultation from the editor of the journal. They have some healthy as well as some cool stuff like candies, and, you know, it's, you don't have to leave there. We plan ahead. They have parking for the community partners. It's just so easy, and they've been very beneficial, and this has led to, you know, success for us. We have, so I've highlighted our community partners as co-authors on our publications. We've had two successes. Some of them were more collaborative than the others. The one on top, the Life Stage Influences, was very collaborative, where the community partners attended the writing retreats. We got feedback from them, and it's getting published soon in the American Journal of Health Promotion. The second one is less collaborative, but you know, we got feedback from them. The other one in progress, we presented the top one yesterday at another oral presentation, the process evaluation, very collaborative. That's the one we plan to finish in January and submit. And another one in progress, it's under review, got refused by APHA, but soon, hopefully soon, we'll publish it. Some other forms of dissemination, and again, why do we do this? And that's because MAFS, you know, holds us accountable to us. They say, you know, the research participants are here, we see them every day. You have to come and, you know, tell us what you do. You know, there's no escape for us, you know. So MAFS reinforced it's important to give back to the community, and we work collaboratively on this. We decide, so what do? MAFS says something fun. We conduct lifestyle intervention studies, so, I mean, exercise is not fun. You know, eating healthy is not fun, but try to make it fun, and they help us with this. They also make sure everything is in lay language. And also, MAFS has proposed some low-cost things that they do on their own. They have their newsletters. They have, you know, a lot of other things. They talk about this as their huge fundraisers. Poster is there. Invite ethnic media, which reaches a huge South Asian community, about these. I mean, I think we're famous. We go to some of the stores, and they say, oh, we see you on TV. So I think the message gets out there. And also, you know, they open their space where they have about 300 South Asian, you know, workers who work there, and we can go and talk about our efforts. Also, it helps, you know, we encourage our community partners to, you know, co-present at different scientific presentations. And some, you know, we're going to present some of these. So one thing, I mean, this is an event that took, that was intense. You know, we planned ahead, but we conducted a physical activity program for people where we could have our participants come in and enjoy some South Asian music. It was pretty successful. And Himali will take over from here.
Okay. Yes, so we have published some of our study articles and results about healthy lifestyle intervention in our monthly newsletter that reaches about like 2,000 people in the South Asian community. I have co-presented with new health educators such as Sapna Dave, Dr. Sapna Dave. I was amazed at how much, you know, I learned from these presentations. And this was my first time experiencing this as a presenter. Being at other presentations helped me, you know, build my confidence. Then we have study posters at our MAFS Community Center, and many people come from, you know, different communities and talk about and ask about these research projects, and I talk to them about and I, you know, explain them the components, and I'm very happy and proud to present that to them. Also, we have association with ethnic newspapers and TV channels. So approximately they reach like about 20,000 South Asian people, you know, in the community. And we invite them to our events for the intervention, and it's been successful.
Thank you. And also something, some low-key things, they take initiative and posting things on their Facebook page, which again reaches a significant amount of people. Some of our future plans are, we've obtained a small amount of funding from NUCATS to disseminate some of our results by planning a town hall and inviting prominent stakeholders in the South Asian community and also our study participants, disseminating the study results and also trying to understand how we could do better. Lessons learned from this, I think, as we all know, budget is always. So making sure we have a dissemination plan and plan for this within the budget when we apply for this grant, because money runs out so quickly. So we've been fortunate to be associated with NUCATS, where, you know, they are, you know, they have been supportive of, you know, providing some funds for dissemination. But we think that's very important. We're going to pass it on to Jen from here.
So in terms of next steps, We are specifically related to journal articles. We also have a member of the Institute staff that's starting to provide editing services, so not related to content, but just format and context and grammatical issues. And we're also starting to build a partnership with our Galter Health Library, the library for the medical school. They, in the past, have held a workshop for community partners on how to conduct a literature review and how to get more familiar with using PubMed and other resources, and they're going to provide some documents or maybe come to the retreats and provide some assistance with references. What we're most excited about is moving into better support for other forms of dissemination other than journal articles. This is a much larger focus of our work now. We've been focusing a lot on making sure that research findings are used in evidence-based policymaking and other forms of dissemination. So these are some of the things that we're working on getting resources for, to kind of have a suite of dissemination services, not just related to journal writing, but what might be helpful to teams. So we've been getting feedback about teams like, do they know how to develop an infographic? Would it be helpful if we had, you know, a graphic designer at a retreat or in some other capacity? Getting things out in the media. These are some of the groups that we've reached out to on campus or in Chicago. We had a partnership with Community Media Workshop, which kind of serves as a communication assistance kind of operation for CBOs that are too small to have their own shop for that. These are some of the other things that we're considering moving forward. We just wanted to let you know, too, about some resources that we have, some of which related to writing is in this. It's an online resources directory. It's just www.arcresources.net, and we've posted some of the resources from this kind of thing. And we also, this has come up when we presented about this before, so I just wanted to put this down. The major universities in Chicago, especially the ones that have CTSAs, or the Clinical and Translational Science Award, that Michelle mentioned earlier today, collaborated to have a community-friendly IRB training that's an in-person training so that community partners don't have to participate in CITI but can have something that is more directly related to community-engaged research. And here's our contact information. And the last thing I wanted to mention was that because we've had researchers from other universities in town, one other university, Rush University, has already adopted this and are holding their own quarterly retreats. And we have interest from other universities, too. Thank you.
First of all, I want to commend you. We're working on trying to start something similar, so it's fabulous to see somebody pulled it off. I wanted to ask you about the funding continuation, because that's always an issue, and also kind of part of the logistics prior to getting these workshops off the ground. What were some of the things you've got to do to get the ball rolling?
The workshops, we were lucky because Darius Tandon, who's the editor-in-chief of the Progress and Community Health Partnerships, was being recruited to Northwestern. Anytime he was coming to town, we just said, hey, while you're here, will you do a workshop? So we've got him there. But we've worked with other reviewers to do that, too. So that wasn't a major challenge for us. In terms of resources for the continue, and now that we have those materials, we haven't continued to have workshops. We've just put those materials up online and referred people to there as that's been something that's come up for their partnership. So we've mostly been focusing on the retreats. And really, for other universities that are considering to do that, over time we've just really taken the budget down low. I mean, we have free space. We just have to pay for parking and food. And we keep it low. And so if 20 people show up, it obviously costs a little more, but if you have five, you know, they've signed up in advance, so, you know, you don't have a lot of loss versus, how many people participating. Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah. We had some one-time resources. We've only done that once, where we gave out five different small grants for release time, but we haven't been able to do that again. We are going to be having more dissemination grants. We also, as a part of our seed grant program, last year for the first time we rolled out one of the types of awards that you could apply for was for dissemination and implementation. So of course release time could be built into that, but we haven't had separate ones. We hope in our renewal grant that we're working on now to the National Institutes of Health, because dissemination is going to be a large focus, we are hoping that to have a larger pot for dissemination and pilot grant for dissemination pilot grants, which will also allow for some time to be written in.
I think the writing retreats really have been a big contributor, having that space, dedicated space, because otherwise before this, it was really difficult to find that one day. I mean, we've tried. We would go to the community organization and try to close ourselves in a room, and there would be, you know, someone knocking on the door every 10 minutes because they're busy. So, but here they were away, so this was at Northwestern. They had to get out of their space, and really having them with us for 8 hours a day, and every time they've come, it's a rejuvenating experience,
right?
Because, you know, they say they learned this. So now I think that first experience was what, you know, took it off. The first one we probably had to, you know, convince them to come. But after that, they want to come. So having that dedicated space definitely helped.
Okay.